Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Psalms, the first Psalm, Psalm 1. Your Schofield Reference Bible, page 599. We'll read these verses responsively, all of them, all six verses of the first Psalm. And let's please stand for the reading of God's Word. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And without your turning to it, I'll read for you the 13th verse of the 92nd Psalm. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
Did I see my sister's daughter over there somewhere? Margaret, are you over there? She's not here. Is her granddaughter there? There she is. I thought I saw one of them. This is funny. That is Sandy and her sister Cindy. Cindy's a member of the church here. But here's what's funny. Cindy came to the Ladies Spectacular, and she was in a hurry, and so she grabbed what she thought was her coat, and it was her flannel nightgown. And she had it over her arm, walks in the church carrying her flannel nightgown with her. And so not just her grandmother is senile, but she likewise is senile. Before I pray, let me tell you a little story. This happened about 2 months ago. I was in an airport in another city. I was waiting for her to catch a plane. The fellow kept looking at me. Just stared at me. Well, that's not unusual. Cute as I am. Folks do that all the time. And he just looked at me and kept looking and kept looking. And finally, he walked over. And he said, you know who you look like? And I said, who? He said, you look an awful lot like Jack Hyatt. And I said, well, thank you very, very much. He's one of my favorite people. And he said, do you know him? And I said, I am Jack Hyles. He said, oh, no, I thought you were dead. And I said, those rumors get out, and they're highly exaggerated. And he said, no, you're not Jack Hyles. He's dead. I said, I'm Jack Hyles. I took my driver's license out and showed my driver's license to him. And then he said, thank God. He said, nearly 30 years ago, I lived in the Chicago area and I came to First Baptist Church. And he said, to think. He said, are you still pastor there? And I said, yes, I am. And he said, boy, that gives me a sense of security. To know that you're still there at the old church downtown. Our Heavenly Father, bless the message to our hearts, brief though it will be because of Lord's Supper night. Give us attentive ears. Amen. There's so much in the first Psalm. In the first place, there is the recipe, a formula for prosperity. Hold it. I don't mean wealth. I said prosperity. Oh, wait a minute. I don't mean what man counts prosperity. I mean what God counts as prosperity. There is a statement there that says, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, I want to know what precedes that. I want to know what I can do so everything I do will prosper. Every once in a while somebody says to me, "You're God's pet." I think Ms. Howell said that one time. I think I said, "I want to be your pet." But and oftentimes, once or twice a year, somebody will say, "You must be God's pet." And what they're saying is that your entire ministry has been blessed of God in such a marvelous way. Now, it's not because of my talent. It's not because of any abilities that I have. I'm not strong on abilities. It's not because of any charisma. There are those that have far more charisma than I. It's not because of my oratorical ability, because God knows that's lacking. But I learned years ago the recipe for prosperity. 5 simple things. I don't care who you are, you do these 5 things and you'll prosper as God sees prosperity. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Go ahead and go to your ungodly psychiatrist and take their advice, but don't expect to prosper as God sees prosperity. Go ahead and take the advice of your secularly and secular institutions counselors, but don't expect to prosper. God said the first thing you've got to do to have everything that you do prosper. Young folks, listen to me while I'm preaching. Look at me. I'm preaching to you back here. Look at me. I got some things to say that you need to hear. First thing, walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. That's point one. Second thing in the formula for prosperity, as God sees prosperity, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Go ahead and pick up your phone and spread the gossip, but don't expect to prosper. Go ahead and talk about people, but don't expect to prosper. Go ahead and critique people, but don't expect to prosper. As God counts prosperity, you cannot sit in the seat of the scornful and be prosperous. Number one, walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Number two, do not sit in the seat of the scornful or the critical. Number three, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. I skip one, standeth in the way of sinners. What does that mean? You don't run with the sinful crowd. You don't run with the wrong crowd. Now, it's not talking about unsaved people, talking about sinners. It means that Howells Anderson College, we have a few people out there that a bunch of dirty lawbreakers live just inside the rules. Think they're pretty cute because they can stay in the college and break the rules. It means you don't run around with them. It means you don't hang around with them. You say, who's going to change them? You won't change them, they'll change you. My Bible says what you better do what God said, not what you think you ought to do. My Bible said if you want to have everything that you do prosper, my Bible said you can't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, and you can't stand in the way, and that word way means in the journey. You don't walk with sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Number four, but his delight is in the television set. But his delight is in Hollywood. But his delight is in Chicago Bulls basketball team. No. But his delight is Northwestern football team. No. But his delight in Chicago Cubs. Nobody has the delight in the Chicago Cubs. But his delight is in the amusement park. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And the word law is another word for the word of God. Didn't say you read it, it says you delight in it. Didn't say you memorize it, it says you delight in it. I'm talking about ha-ha, I'm talking about rah-rah, I'm talking about hoopee, I'm talking about hooray. My Bible said if you want to prosper, you're going to have to learn to delight, enjoy the word of God. You want to be prosperous? As God counts prosperity? Number one, you don't walk in the counsel, the advice of the ungodly. Number two, you don't stand in the way of sinners. And again, I say that's not unsaved sinners. That's you kids at the high school running around with this this crowd that's the questionable crowd. That means some of you folks at the college, this crowd of smart alecks that call separated people hackers, you don't run around with that crowd. That's what it means. And boy, I'd hate to be in that sorry crowd. I really would. I'd hate to be in a crowd that thinks it's smart because you get by with breaking the rules. My Bible said, if you walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or hang around sinners, or sit in the seat of the scornful, you're not going to be prosperous. Delight in the law of the Lord. Number 5. Oh boy. And in his girlfriend doth he meditate day and night. And in her sweetheart doth she meditate day and night. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in that law, this book, he meditates day and night. Now my Bible said, if you do those 5 things, everything you do will prosper. If I were you, I'd start doing them. I would decide I was not going to take the advice of unsaved people. I would decide that I'm not going to hang around the wrong crowd. By the way, I've decided I'm not going to be the wrong crowd either. And I would decide that I am not going to sit in the seat of the scornful, the critical. And I would decide that I was going to read this Bible so much till I enjoyed the Bible. And that I was going to meditate in the Word of God day and night. Now then, those are 5 things. Now we have 4 results. Number 1, planted. Planted by the rivers of water. Number 2, productive. Bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Number 3, perennial. His leaf also shall not wither. Number 4, prosperous. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That means, ladies and gentlemen, if you do those 5 things, walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, don't run around with sinners, don't sit in the seat of the scornful, delight in the law of the Lord and meditate therein day and night, God says you will be planted by the rivers of water, you'll be productive, you'll bring forth your fruit in season, you'll be perennial, your leaf shall not wither, and you will be prosperous, whatsoever you do shall prosper. Let me explain one word there. The word planted. Don't leave me. The word planted. Far up in the mountains of Africa were snow caps. Far up in the high elevation of Africa were snow-capped mountains. Those mountains constantly send their water to the Nile River. You can fly over that Nile River, as we've done numbers of times. It's amazing. You look down, and the Sahara Desert is on both sides. It's barren, it's dry, it's arid. But on either side of the Nile River, there is greenery. Trees that are productive. Just a little stretch of greenery. Now, God is saying that Christian people who are planted by the rivers of waters, and the rivers of waters represent the Holy Spirit of God, God said those people will be planted, productive, perennial, and prosperous. The trees in the desert die. But I want you to notice where the waters come from in the Nile River. Up from the mountains of Africa come the old desert world. I mean, the trees in the desert died. You won't find trees in the desert. You'll only find trees that are planted and productive and perennial and prosperous
who are watered by the waters above the snow-capped mountains of Africa. And this old desert world has nothing to offer either. This old desert world does not offer. The pleasure the world says she has is nothing but a desert mirage. That's all it is. Salvation comes from above. Put your pins up. I'm preaching to you. I'm not lecturing, I'm preaching. Sit up straight and look here. Put your pencils up. This is not class. This is not lab. It's old time preaching time. That water that watered these trees came from above. Salvation comes from above. Salvation doesn't come from that tank. Salvation doesn't come from those tables. Salvation doesn't come from El Papa across the street. Salvation doesn't come from El Papa in Rome. Salvation doesn't come from baptism. Salvation doesn't come from church membership. Salvation doesn't come from good works. Salvation comes from above. Peace comes from above. Joy comes from above. Contentment comes from above. Not from the desert of Hollywood. Not from the desert of liquor traffic. Not from the desert of the narcotics traffic. Not from the desert of rock music. Not from the desert of humanism. Not from the desert of the New Age movement. Young people, I double dog dare you. You listen to me. I double dog dare you to find me an old man, 69 years old, who's lived in this world, who's a happy old man. I double dog dare you. Trot your product out. I say the desert world has nothing to offer. All production, all perennial living, and all prosperity come from above. Note the word. Planted. Listen, sailors. Sailors, I'm preaching to you guys. Look at me, sailors, I'm preaching to you. Planted. Planted. That means you never move. The secret to the ministry of this little fellow here is one word. Planted. I decided 50 years ago what I believed. And I planted myself there. I decided 50 years ago that I believe the virgin birth, and I've been planted there 50 years. I decided 50 years ago that I believe the perfect life of Jesus, and I've been planted there 50 years. I decided 50 years ago that I believed in the vicarious death, and I've been planted there 50 years. I've decided years ago that I believe in the bodily resurrection, the premillennial, pre-tribulation coming of our Savior for His own. I decided that I believe the old King James Bible was the Word of God 50 years ago, and I've planted myself there. Every time somebody comes along with some cute Bible, I don't get transplanted. Planted with the rivers of waters. Didn't say you set in a pot with the rivers of waters. Didn't say you're a bouquet with the rivers of waters. Didn't say you're a potted plant with the rivers of waters. You're a tree planted there to stay. I decided 50 years ago my standards. I decided 50 years ago what I believed about standards. I decided 50 years ago that men ought to get tapered haircuts and women ought to have long hair. And I haven't changed in these 50 years. I'm planted there. I decided 50 years ago that women ought not to wear shorts in public, and if you don't have any in private, you can't wear them in public. I decided that 50 years ago when they came very popular, I didn't change. I was planted. I decided 50 years ago a woman shouldn't wear pants. Men wear pants, and women wear modest length dresses. I decided 50 years ago, and I planted myself there, and I've been planted for these 50 years, and the world is begging for somebody who doesn't change. I decided what I thought was the kind of church. I decided 50 years ago that the only church that Jesus ever started was the local church, and that the invisible church is heresy, and the doctrine of the universal church is heresy. Mr. Schofield talks about the true church being an invisible church. Mr. Schofield's full of prunes. I decided 50 years ago that the only church that Jesus started was a local independent Baptist church. And I planted there. I decided that the church ought to be a soul-winning church. I decided the New Testament church was this old-fashioned, happy, joyous, separated, independent, evangelistic, soul-winning Baptist church. Every time a battle has come in these 50 years, I haven't changed. I'm planted. Every time a heartache has come, I haven't changed. I'm planted. Every time a problem comes, I haven't changed. I'm planted. Every time a discouragement comes, I haven't changed. I'm planted. Every time I've failed, I haven't changed. And so I'll trot myself out to Mr. MacArthur's pastor school and see if that'll work. Bless God, that'll work right there. That'll work right there. That's what works. Planted. Let me tell you young people something. I'm talking about you young married couples and young people. Let me advise you, plant yourself. Decide on your church and plant yourself there. Don't decide every Sunday whether you still like your church or not. Take your preacher off trial because you get a little peeved at him. Don't trot off somewhere else. Choose your old-fashioned King James Bible, old-time religion, soul-winning, separated Baptist church, and plant yourself there. Now decide an area where you're going to raise your children. And don't change areas every time the recession comes where you live. Decide the one that you're going to marry. And marry her and plant yourself there. Which means when you get married, you very well bury yourself. You decide what woman you're going to marry, marry her and plant yourself there. You decide what man you're going to marry and plant yourself there. And don't you stand up here, but listen to me. Don't you stand up here and make a mockery of the ceremonies that I perform and you just love her till you get tired of her or love him till you get tired of him. I'm saying if you're not going to plant yourself, get somebody else to marry you. Go down to Justice of the Peace. Go across the street and have El Papa do it. Decide what your standards are and plant yourself there. Decide what schools your children ought to attend, Christian schools, and take the school off trial. Plant yourself there. The Colston read a while ago, Psalm 92:13. It says, plant yourself in the house of God. What does that mean? That means on Sunday morning in Sunday school, you be in the house of God. That means Sunday morning at 10:45, you be in the house of God. That means Sunday night at 7 o'clock, you be in the house of God. That means Wednesday night at 7:30, you be in the house of God. That means every time the door hinges back there squeak, you walk through them. Plant yourself in the house of God. Plant yourself. Build your children's life around the house of God. Have your children fellowship and youth activities built around the house of God. Ezekiel 17:5, it says, be planted in a fruitful field. That means be in a soul-winning church. Didn't say be planted in a social field. Didn't say be planted in a deeper life field, or a charismatic field, or a worshipful field, or a deeper life field, or a popular field. It says a fruitful field. Give me choir members. Brother Ray, give me choir members who are planted there. You can look up here tonight and you can see people been in this choir for 40 years. There are people sitting up here in this choir who were in this choir when I came over 36 years ago. They don't sit up here till the choir sings something they don't like. They don't sit up here till some duet or trio sing something they don't like. They're planted up here. That's the kind of people that make the church go. That's the kind of people that bring success. God, give me choir members that are planted in the choir. Give me ushers who are planted there. Every time I see old Brother Vapor's hand, His birthday and mine are the same day. He's 140 years older than I am, but I always send him a telegram or something on his birthday. Every time I see him, I thank God for ushers that are planted. Give me Sunday school teachers that are planted. You give me teachers like the lady that stood up here a while ago and thanked you for 35 years teaching in the same junior high department. Planted. You give me bus workers who are planted. 25 years from now, they're still on the same bus route. Planted. You give me staff members like that man right there. 30 years. He didn't come to the preacher, said something made him a little peeved. He came to plant himself. Give me members like Ray Young. How long were the Ray? 21 years. Brother Eddie. 17 years. Brother Jorgensen. 23 years. Brother Bob. 23. 21. 15. 22. 20. 24. Hey, I like it. Praise God, I like it. Don't give me these little pipsqueaks that come to they find out the preacher's human. You give me these folks who come and they plant themselves. We're here to stay. This is my church, and that's my piano, and that's my organ, and these are my Lord's Supper tables, and this is my pulpit, and this is my platform, and that's my balcony, and that's my baptistry, and this is my church. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Planted. Our young folks who grew up here love to come back. They come to my office or they write me a note and say, I walked in the door. There's Miss Schneider still in the choir. Been there since she was 10 years old. 97 years. Still in the choir. And on you can go. They see some of these ushers walk down the aisle. They come and say, boy, there's a certain kind of security. They come back home and the same people are in the same places. Planted. We had Glenn Smith's commencement exercises here Thursday morning. His son reminded us that he had been a member of this church, I think he said 54 years. And his wife, I think he said 67. years. Now, certainly, in 6 to 7 years, that's a bunch of pastors. They probably had a dozen pastors, maybe 8 or 10 at the least. Surely some of them have said something they didn't agree with. Surely some of them, they preached until 12:30, and I have a man, Glenn, said, boy, he'll never find a landing strip. They're praying for him to crash. Surely somewhere along the line there must have been one preacher. But I found this thing out. Pastor Miller and I are just as different as daylight and dark. Pastor Miller wore striped breeches and a scissor tail coat while he preached on Sunday morning. I took over the microphone while I preached. The choir sang the sevenfold amen while he was here. And the fanatics holler amen while I'm here. See? We sang, the Lord is in His holy temple. Then, now we sang, what a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. But I found this when I came here. People would come to me and say, boy, we're glad we got a preacher that's got some life. Wait a minute now, let me finish. Boy, we were glad we got a preacher that's informal. We were sick and tired of old Miller. Now wait a minute. That crowd within 6 months was sick and tired of old Hiles too. But those people that came to me and said, we love Pastor Miller. We loved him. Our hearts were broken when he left. But you're our preacher now. And we're going to love you too. That's the people who built First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana. Planted. I'll close with this. A family got offended at something at our school. They called me on the phone, and I defended the principal as I always do. And by the way, you're making a serious mistake when you let your child feel that you're in appellate court. And you walk up to the principal and you defend your child. Brother, you're going to rue the day when you didn't defend authority. But this family got offended at something at the school, and they contacted me and wanted me to be critical of the principal, and I don't do that. They left our church. One of our members saw them about 15 years later. And they said, is Brother Hiles still there? And the member said, yes, Brother Hiles is still there after 35 years. It's been about a year ago. And these people that didn't really care for me said, good. I just somehow feel better when I know Brother Hiles is still behind the pulpit of First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana. There's something about people that are planted. I don't get up tomorrow morning and say, I wonder if Brother Young's going to resign. I get up and say, I think I'll fire him. I don't get up every morning and say, I wonder if Brother Jorgensen's going to quit. He can't quit. He hadn't started. I don't wonder if Brother Boardway is going to get upset and leave the church. He's planted. He's planted. Some of you are pot plants. Your bouquets. And some of your morning glories. God said he wants trees. You can't eat a bouquet. Keith does. If he can catch it, he'll eat it. He's running for councilman at large. You can't eat a potted plant. And you can't sit under the shade of a bouquet. God said, if you will walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, listen to me. And if you won't run around and stand in the way of sinners, and if you won't sit in the seat of the scornful, but you delight yourself in this book, and in this book you meditate day and night, you shall be like a vine? No. Like a fern? No. Like a flower? No. Like a bush? No. Like a hedge? No. Like a tree. A tree! Planted! Productive! Perennial! And prosperous. Plant yourself. Plant yourself. I shall not be. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. So take your shoes off and get comfortable. Just relax. Quit taking notes of the things you don't agree with the preacher says. The preacher all of a sudden buys a pumpkin, has pumpkin pie for Halloween, don't write him a letter. He puts wrong color lights on his Christmas tree, don't write him a letter. Plant it! Because this sure as you trot somewhere else, you're going to find out they got a human being pastoring there too.
And you pull your folks out of our youth department, you're going to find the next youth director is human too. You pull your folks out of Hammond Baptist High School, you'll find the next principal is human too. Praise God. I thank God tonight that I don't like to change. I made a horrible mistake here one Sunday morning. I said I never change. I never change what time I get up. I never change what time I read the Bible. I never changed my toothpaste. I kept on. I should have shut up then. I never changed my toothpaste. Never changed my hairspray. Never changed my underwear. I shouldn't have said that. Sort of relax. Take us off trial. Call off the court case. And just relax. Plant it. That's the folks that make the world go round. Plant it. The old policeman that's been on the same beat for 30 years. The old butcher been behind the counter for 30 years. You bought his thumb many a time. I'll wait till the rest of you get it. Plant it. Plant it. Our Heavenly Father, I pray tonight you'd speak to the hearts of those of us that need to hear what we heard. Help us to learn these five things necessary for prosperity. With these four wonderful results, planted, productive, perennial, and prosperous.